A program at University of Illinois College of Medicine Peoria is giving medical students a personal experience they hope will increase the amount of physicians in rural areas. That's one of the things you need to know to start your day for Wednesday, January 25th. I'm Jody Holtz, and this is WCBU's On Deck.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from Palomar Wealth, an independent practice of Thriving Advisor Network. The team at Palomar Wealth can help families and individuals at all stages of their financial journey with a full suite of financial advice, investments, and risk management. Details at PalomarWealth.com.
First on deck today, a winter snow system in Greater Peoria may impact your morning commute. WCBU's Tim Shelley breaks down what you need to know.
Alex Irwin is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Lincoln. He says the Wednesday morning commute is the main time frame of concern for travel.
By that point, we should have snow accumulations on the roadway, so there will certainly be slick spots and snow-covered roads for Wednesday morning.
Irwin says poor visibility isn't expected to be the main travel hazard with this snow system.
It is going to be a heavier, wet snow, so we won't have to worry about blowing or drifting like some of our previous systems this winter.
Irwin says the heavy, wet snow will be more difficult to shovel, however. Overall, Irwin says the area has seen significantly less snowfall this winter than on average, with only 6.5 inches of accumulation since December 1st.
We're running almost 50% below normal on snowfall this year.
Monitor WCBU on air and online for the latest information on the winter snow system. I'm Tim Shelley.
And here are some other stories we're following in the WCBU newsroom. A law in Pekin making it mandatory for residents to clear snow from their sidewalks is now off the books. City officials say the law wasn't needed for ADA compliance. And St. Margaret's Hospital in Peru is temporarily suspending operations this Saturday due to not finding a contract with an emergency room provider and a staff shortage. Plus, the Pekin City Council has a choice, either appoint an acting mayor to replace resigning mayor Mark Luft or wait 60 days until the election. Find more of these stories at WCBU.org. There's an acute shortage of physicians willing and ready to work in rural areas. The University of Illinois College of Medicine Peoria aims to expose third-year medical students to take up a career in an underserved rural area. Dr. James Barnett is director of the Rural Student Physician Program. He tells WCBU's Tim Shelley how the program works and how well it's working.
We're trying to increase the interest in placing physicians in rural areas. In, first of all, in Illinois, but in other areas as well. And also the awareness for other physicians about what it's like to be in a rural setting.
So what are some of the challenges historically of bringing doctors to rural settings?
Well, to set kind of the what the current statistics are, you know, about 20% of the population lives in a rural setting and 10% of doctors work there. So there's kind of a, I suppose, drain of doctors away from there. And perhaps it's the perception not as much to do, or maybe there's more demands. So those are some of the barriers that we have.
So for young people who are just starting their careers, what do you tell them to demonstrate to them that practicing in a rural area could be valuable to them?
Well, I think what the goal of our program is not just what to tell them, but to what to experience. So they get out for 6 months, and in one of the very formative times of medical school education in their third year, and work alongside the physicians that are there and see how fulfilling it is. And I think it's the experience that convinces what the value of it is.
How long has this program been going on, and what kind of results have you seen from it?
Yeah, we started in 1997. There's been a lot of especially recently, I think, returns from our students into the rural settings. Overall, our percentages aren't that high in the rural setting. They're about 25%. So we're certainly not at the norm or the 10% low, but we're trying to move higher than that.
So about 25% of the students who enroll in this program go on to practice in a rural setting. Is that about where you'd like to be goal-wise? Would you like to see that increase?
I'm looking closer to 50%.
50, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's more realistic. There's so many influences on a person's time, and we take students not just that grew up in a rural setting, but those that have grown up in urban settings. So trying to, you know, create an opportunity for those who haven't been rural to get a vision for it.
So obviously, medicine is medicine no matter where you go to some extent, but what are some of the differences between practicing rural medicine and urban medicine?
I think that, you know, one of the issues, for instance, is having enough support, let's say, for obstetric practice. That's one of the struggles that's going on right now. There's hospitals across the nation that are stopping their obstetrics practice for various reasons, whether it's not financially feasible or they don't have the support they need for either, you know, for backup for the enough gynecologists, for instance, in the area, or family physicians doing obstetrics, or even the pediatric support when the child is delivered. So that's one of the challenges, getting enough support where you have enough surgeons there to support each other.
That was Dr. James Barnett of the Rural Student Physician Program at UICOMP speaking to WCBU's Tim Shelley. And before we let you go, a reminder that it's basketball night in Peoria. Tonight at 7, Bradley Men's Basketball takes on Illinois State at the Peoria Civic Center. And that is it for today. The show was produced by Holden Kellogg. You can subscribe to WCBU's On Deck podcast on Apple, Spotify, Google, or NPR One.